As college basketball's Final Four begins, we wondered, how much does a university make by getting its men's basketball team into the last two rounds of the big tournament? We are such cynics around here. Well, lo and behold, we read in the Dallas Morning News today that not only don't they make money, they lose money. This according to sports writer Chip Brown, who joins us from Austin, Texas. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And let's get this straight. Four big-time basketball schools get to play on network TV in prime time with big advertising revenue, and they lose money?
Well, it is possible, believe it or not, at least in the short term. And the athletic directors at these schools say it's because the way the NCAA has structured the Final Four in terms of the hotel rooms that these schools have to pay for, the number of tickets that they're getting, and also for a $32,000 party that they have to pay for, whether they want it or not.
Let's start with the rooms. If your school gets its team into the Final Four, the university has to pay for a certain number of hotel rooms in the city?
They have to pay for 470 hotel rooms with a minimum four-night stay. In 2002, Kansas was in the Final Four in Atlanta, and a bulk of their hotel rooms were out by Hartsfield International Airport.
And the universities were on the hook for those rooms, you
Oklahoma say. Athletic Director Joe Castiglione says the athletic department lost $200,000 in the short term because they could not get those hotel rooms sold, but they had to pay for them.
Then you also report that schools in the Final Four get a smaller allotment of tickets to the games than they did in the past. How is that a loss of revenue to a university to get fewer tickets to the game?
Well, it's not so much a loss of revenue as it is sort of a nitpick from the schools. One of their really biggest concerns with the NCAA right now is a two-year relationship that the NCAA has with a ticket service company called RazorGator. The NCAA is providing tickets to RazorGator that are being sold at an inflated price. So there's a chance that fans are going to end up paying more because they can't get tickets from their school. Now the NCAA says, look, we're trying to protect the integrity of these tickets, making sure that, you know, people get a non-counterfeit ticket. This is a tough explanation for many athletic directors.
Now comes the most surprising one, to me at least, which is your college team somehow manages to get to the Final Four, and they are obliged, under the rules of the NCAA, to spend, $32,000 on parties, whether they want to hold a party or not?
That's right. Each team is given a ballroom this year in the San Antonio Convention Center, and they are required to put up $32,000. North Carolina, for example, and Kansas have both said they prefer to throw parties right on the Riverwalk. They're renting out restaurants. It's going to cost them a sizable chunk of change. But the NCAA requires that the schools pay for this party. I think the schools are a little upset that this is so inflexible.
Well, what's the bottom line? How much might it cost the athletic department of a school in the Final Four, and would they eventually see some return for all this?
Absolutely. I mean, I think in the short term, we saw Texas lost $113,000 at the Final Four in 2003. Oklahoma lost $200,000 in 2002. Greg Shaheen of the NCAA says that's more than made up in merchandise sales and exposure on television, free media. So the NCAA says, look, we're more than providing money on the back end if there's any, you know, short-term loss.
Chip Brown of the Dallas Morning News, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.